reputation and taxation. Die for him if need be. Do anything for him, but for God's sakes, John, cut off his motherfucking dick! Now, you will recall that when the quarrel between the mother country, England, and her rebellious colonies in America was brought to a crisis by the passage of the Four Intolerable Acts, our Congress of Delegates gathered at Philadelphia to remonstrate against these acts of tyranny. You will recall that when these patriots had drawn up an address to the people of the colonies, an address to the Carolinas, and an address to the people of Great Britain, and an address to the king, and a long declaration of rights and grievances, they adjourned to meet on the 10th of May, 1775. But in the case of Black Dick, this is a little different. The white men gathered together to enact rules and regulations. One, that all black men should not be equal because their dicks are dangerous. That they are not endowed by their maker with certain inalienable rights of which they cannot be stripped of. They have no rights and they have no power. Not because they are black in color, but because this dangerous dick would infiltrate into the American way of living, into the English heredity, into their physical structure, and they would not allow this type of thing to happen. It has become a custom in our time to decry these statements as glittering generalities. They are nothing of the kind. You may be upset from them. You may pronounce them totally wrong. But you and I know that the principles of freedom and Declaration of Independence was made for the white man. And it did not have the black man in mind as a man. As a human, yes. They knew that beneath that the black dick was dangerous. It was an instrument of destruction. So you had to cover it up with niceties. It had to be hidden with words of flowery prose and oration and legislation in order for America to succeed in the near future. If the men of 1776 really believed the bold assertion that's contained in the Constitution, the complete embodiment of the Constitution for the great rights of man, if they had believed the rights for which they staked their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor, they would have thought differently. But it was proven. Crispus Attucks died long before that was written. A few years before that, in the Boston Massacre, when all the tea was thrown overboard. But yet, as he lied there, fighting for the independence of a new colony, a new nation, everything was still. For a moment, all was weak about him. Soldiers were falling. The townspeople were screaming, "We want a free country." This black man lying on his back, dying. The British soldiers ran up to him to shoot him again. Then all of a sudden they looked, they were amazed. His black dick stood at attention, and the British soldiers were amazed. They ran and shouted, "This indeed is a new liberty. Trust the black man, bring him to our side. Give him us. Let's put our forces with him and form a greater Great Britain." They admitted that all governments ought to be instituted with a black dick. They admitted that there should be a constitution and a legislation, an executive house, and trustees and servants for the public office to be held. But they did not want black dick in America to be a part of it. They said no man is entitled to 12 inches of a dick that is soft and 14 when it is hard. No man is entitled to this. Some said let him live. In New Hampshire, the Quakers said let him live. Let him vote. Tax him for his dick. Tax him by the pound. Tax him by the inches. This would increase our holdings. This would help build our cities, and we might not have to fight Great Britain. This would help us. Now, I'm fully aware that a very large percentage of the books printed, the teachings in schools and in churches represent and express little sympathy to the rights of black dick. I also am aware of the fact that many books attract temporary interest and exert a short-lived influence upon the times and conditions in which they are pronounced and produced, only to become antiquated and useless after the first reading, for it brings not the truth of this heredity, this greatness, this man who possesses this great instrument that so many of the white people throughout the world try their level best to play down, cut it off, and misuse it. Before any problem can be solved, there must be an accurate statement of the factors involved as well as an indication as to what is to be done to affect the solution. To know accurately what must be done in regards to Black Dick, we have got to get down to the core of the dick to see exactly how good it is. This is what the white man said. To find a realistic truth of the matter. Now, how can one really be prejudiced unless one has actually had interrelationships with this weapon? Now, how do you solve this problem? Well, 1/10 of the people in this country are black and have been in bondage all their lives. Half citizenship, half everything. How do you get down to it? Hide your women? Now, that's the first thing you do. Go hide them bitches. Hide them good-for-nothing bitches. But how can you hide the white woman? She's on top. She's the queen. The first in everything. The first in fashion. Spends the most money. Wears the most makeup. She's out in front doing her thing and stealing other people's things. She's never original because she hasn't got the time to think. She's only had time to showcase, and that's why Black Dick is dangerous. It needs nothing more than to be showcased. And here's what we're trying to do. That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to cut that off. So white America uses its superior numbers and powers to slander, humiliate, brutalize, lynch, exploit, and murder Black Dick? Or shall it teach Black Dick manners to be soft, to be gentle, and only enter the marketplace of black goodness and good black pussy? Now, these things he doesn't have to teach Black Dick. Black Dick knows this. The biggest problem that Black Dick has is to believe within himself that no one will misuse him, lynch him, force him into a corner to use this instrument, this bad, long, hard, good thing. Other than this, he has no problem. Now, what about his dreams and pleasures? He needs these too. Now, we know we have problems in America. We're not a problem to ourselves. Oh, no. We get along with ourselves. We talk our shit. We bullshit each other, jive each other, what's happening, man? Look at each other like we don't like each other. But when we get together, we got unity and harmony. And that's what we got now. When we get into a corner, we start talking and putting down them rhythms and baby this and you motherfucker this and you stealing everything. But we are not ignorant of the fact that we are a problem to you, the white man. We were getting along nicely in Africa, having an easy time economically and otherwise eating the fruit of our native palm trees, wearing less clothing than some of you goddamn hippies wear out here today, learning our business without much labor or thought of our past, and you wooed us away from our native land, making all these promises about this new motherfucking world over here, loaded us on your ships, and brought us here. Stole half of us, stacked us on top of each other. You loved us so well, you provided us a place on your own plantation. Worked our black asses off. But you watched us closely, not because you feared we'd run. For there was nowhere to run. You watched us at night. You had guards standing by, for you knew your frail, white, bitchy wife was upstairs hot and sweaty and waiting for you to stick dick in her, and your dick wasn't long enough and Black Dick could serve the purpose, and this was your main reason to keep us shackled day and night. But being the actor that you are, oh, and you're a great one, you wrote a constitution giving us the right to citizenship, the right of suffrage, but we never secured these rights. You wrote it in the constitutional law of our nation, and you set your seal upon it, and your seal is your ass, and you shit in our faces, and you are shitting to the present day. We cannot undo the facts in history, which records the things about slavery and about America, nor can you undo the fact that we've got this instrument, this bad black dick. And it's not in fear. If it was, you wouldn't have any fear about it. Now let's look at it. You say, of your own account, move out and leave the country to us. Don't live next door to us. Get away from us. And you turn the television on and you can see your white bitches dancing like us, listening to the music. You can hear the funk, the down-home sound. Yeah, let me hear some of that soul music. Have mercy. Have mercy. I feel it in my bones. I feel it down in my heart. I feel like singing and shouting. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, my dick shall fear no evil, cause the Lord gave it to me. It's my rod, it's my staff, and the Lord knows it's gonna comfort for me. He's gonna prepare before me all the pussies. He's gonna take away my enemies, and he's gonna make me king of kings and lord of lords. And every time you hear it, every time you hear people singing our song, let me tell you motherfuckers something. They singing the black dick. That's all. That's all black music is black dick is fucking. That's all it is. Our melodies are fucking melodies. Now, as I said before, we represent 1/10 of this country's population. We can't solve this problem by ourselves, because if we could, we would. And you have got to help us. But you can't solve it by trying to cut off our dicks and then give us everything else and tell us, everything's gonna be all right, bro. Yeah. If the black problem is ever solved, it must come through your sense of justice and fair play and your willingness to recognize and treat the black man as a man, and for God's sake, leave his dick alone. That is his, and his to stick it, to use it, to pump it, to fuck it, to do as he please whenever he wants to. Of course, now, don't forget his tongue. That's a bad motherfucker, too. Since the early settlement of America, the black man has played a very important part in helping this country to develop. And look at all of these light-skinned children running around here. The white man took his little dick, stuck it in my fine black grandmother, and out pop another child. Yeah. We made a flower garden of beauty for you, motherfuckers. You unworthy son of a bitches. We gave you a heredity. We gave you motherfuckers a background. We are the only native music. I can place my ancestry further back on the American soil than most white people. The motherfucking pilgrims came here in 1620 on the motherfucking Mayflower, and my motherfucking great-great-grand black dick was here in 1619, motherfuckers. And I am the great-grandson of the great black dick that came across from Africa. And he was a prince, and I can boast about it. I can proudly boast that I belong to big black Dick John, prince of the Niagara Islands. Now you want to talk about progress. Well, in spite of the fact that the Negro has been a slave, the part he has played in America was is simple. Simply astonishing and almost unbelievable. Peter Salem died at Bunker Hill. Crispus Attucks, the Boston Massacre. Prince Hall. 4,000 black dicks fought in the Revolutionary War. 4,000 black men helped set the pace for a free nation. They fought with Washington in Valley Forge, rode on the Potomac, and walked with him in victory at Trenton, New Jersey. Black sailors fought with Perry on Lake Erie in that great first naval victory of our new nation, and assisted General Andrew Jackson in the winning of the victory in the Battle of New Orleans. Old black beautiful dick was everywhere. We've had a ball. Yes, fighting and fucking and sucking. We had a fucking ball. I can tell you more to make you proud. But I'm not trying to make you motherfuckers proud if you're white and listen to this album. You weak son of a bitch with your short-ass dicks, you short-ass, jive-ass lovers. You motherfuckers never could do anything. You couldn't pick cotton, so you used us. You couldn't plant corn, so you used us. You couldn't do a goddamn thing, so you used us. And all the time you broke my back, all the time you bent my knees, all the time you made me cry, all the time you made me want to cry and sing and look for the old ship of Zion. Every time a ship came into port, I used to say, give me that old ship of Zion. Give me that old ship of Zion. Give me that old ship of Zion. It's good enough for me. I wasn't talking about that ship up in heaven. I want a motherfucking ship to go back home, because your motherfucker treated me bad. But there's one thing didn't happen. All that time, my dick stayed hard. Yes, indeed. In the Spanish-American War, the blacks distinguished themselves as a modern, well-trained, well-disciplined soldier. He stood at attention with that frail motherfucking Colonel Roosevelt, the 9th and 10th Cavalry, saved his motherfucking life rushing up San Juan Hill. And when it was all over in Cuba, we fucked and we fucked and we fucked so goddamn long, we left more motherfucking babies there than the law could allow. This is why you don't have to worry about a fucking war too much anymore. You don't want wars. The white man don't want wars. But you are forced into them by your own greedy soul. And you send blacks over there to fight for your goddamn wars, to help save your fucking ass. And you want to segregate us like you're doing in Germany right now. You want us to go over there and fight your motherfucking wars, fight for the right to be an American citizen, call ourselves soldiers, call ourselves Americans, and don't want us to stick our dick in them German bitches or them Vietnam bitches or whatever motherfucking bitches are in the way when we're trying to take care of business for our country for you. You must be some kind of goddamn fucking fool. You're hooked with bullshit. The only way that this government can make it, the only way that America can get herself together when it comes to justice for all, is to stop the war. And you won't have no more problems with black man, because he won't be able to migrate, integrate, and fuck them bitches that you don't want fuck throughout the world. So the more you look at the situation, the difficult it gets. The more we integrate, the more black dick migrates. Because if you think we're going to fight and not fuck, you motherfuckers are out of your goddamn minds. Our dicks will not get hard unless there's a justifiable good reason for it. And we have got good reason for it. To be free, because it is good to fuck, and because we are the motherfucking best. Can you dig it? Now, you motherfuckers think you understand black dick. Too many of our so-called white, old-fade, pale-faced motherfucking countrymen think that the black dick of today is the same as the black dick was 30 years ago. You're out of your motherfucking mind. Things are greater today. You've built taller buildings. Our dicks have grown longer, fatter, stronger. The black man is moving and growing. No man knows him who has not kept up in his study of him to the last tick of the watch. He's tricky and he's smooth. And he knows what's happening. And if you want to get on the right path, you better jump on the fucking train. And there are a lot of white people jumping on that motherfucking train. Yeah, they talk shit. I go take a piss sometime and I see a white man looking over there at my dick trying to figure out, is it true what they say about black dick? In conclusion, let me say to you, we know and we love our country. And there ain't no other country we want to live in. And when Old Glory is flying high, and you look at that flag and salute it, motherfucker, remember the staff is our black dicks. Strong and straight. And if you break it, you are breaking your own motherfucking back. For the black dick is the backbone of American progress. Can you dig it? Right on. The only true performance of the black man is his black dick, for it stands up unafraid. And a black dick's got no conscience when it comes to where he sticks it in. And if ever the black man can be as good to himself as he is to his black dick, then he'll be free. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
If ever the black man can get it together, it's going to be all over. Right on.
Right on.
Preach it.
Preach it.
Tell it like it is.
Tell it.